from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Hollywood Brown injury maybe changes it, potentially the final 53 roster in terms of the wide receivers that make it. There's now a chance that it changes the math on that. We still don't know an exact timeline on Hollywood Brown, but first play of the game in Jacksonville, preseason, makes a catch, goes down, and I'll call it a fluke injury, because it is. Like, it's not an injury that, according to the so-called experts, has a ton of re-injury risk. It's something that is pretty rare, and by now everybody's aware with Hollywood Brown, did not travel back with the team initially because he had to stay in the hospital, and then ultimately made his trip yesterday, or I guess it would have been yesterday, back to Kansas City. I'm going to butcher the name of the injury, but he suffered a dislocation of his sternoclavicular shoulder joint before being discharged from the hospital, and it could be a very serious thing. That's why he went to the hospital. Could actually puncture some blood vessels, I guess, that are near the heart, and obviously cause major complications.
Yeah, I don't think you want your clavicle jabbing into the other parts of your body. That's not its point.
Yeah,
you are right in the sense that it's a fluke injury, but when we had all these conversations about Hollywood Brown, and we said, hey, he can have a career year, or this could be, like, part of the thing that we discussed with him was injury. This is now, if he misses any games, if he misses 2 games, 3 games, 4 games, and we don't know what the number is going to be, he might technically miss 0 based on the
time. I think it's a 1 or 2 game thing.
I don't think I know. I don't want to, like, put a real timetable on it until the Chiefs give some indication on it. Tyreek Hill would have been back by week 2 when he had this injury a few years ago, maybe week 3. But because of the math, like you said, I don't think they'd wait till week 6 and hit a bye week and do all that nonsense, because they like doing that too. So, but if he misses any games at all this year, that will now be, in his 6 seasons and as an NFL player, he will have played a full season twice. That's it. He'd have only gotten through. Now, he doesn't play only 7 games or 6 games. He gets more than that in, but it's always kind of something. And this one, yeah, is kind of freakish injury.
He literally, no, first catch in a Chiefs uniform, first play of preseason, lands, you know, I don't say awkwardly, but obviously, you know.
It was awkward.
The right spot to have a rare injury. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to find out a more stern timeline, maybe. You know, I don't think we're going to find out today, but in the next week or so, a more realistic opportunity for when he could be available. But, you know, I mean, I think he has a chance to have a career year. Well, if he's missing a game, obviously I'm changing my expectation for what
as
I expect. You know, I just last week we had our Take Tuesday video up on social media, and I said he would have more than 1,000 yards, which would be a career high, 1,100 yards. Well, if he's missing a single game, then go ahead and I'm taking that out of the picture.
And
it's a bummer, because what he provides this team, yes, is the deep threat, but anytime we heard from Mahomes, Cody, this offseason, it wasn't just about the deep threat. It was that, man, he's a lot better route runner than I realized, and he's just a solid receiver. We had Nate Taylor sit right next to us maybe a week ago at practice, so he's like, yeah, it's been a quiet camp, but in a good way, like just solid player. Kind of, you know, like we made the comparisons a couple years ago to when Juju was playing well, yeah. Whereas, like, hey, he wasn't the most flashy player on the field by any means, but you needed a third down conversion, another reliable target. That's what they also miss. If he misses time, right now, you're right, we're all guessing. I think it'll be two games or less that he actually misses, but it's a big blow considering the first two opponents.
It's always
the Ravens and Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is the timing of all of this and where it puts the extra pressure. You know what this puts a massive spotlight on? The Rashee Rice suspension possibility.
No question.
Because then we're having a completely different conversation. If Rashee were to get suspended by the NFL before the league starts, well, then you could play your first two games, Cincinnati and Baltimore, against AFC opponents, two teams who have contended for you for the number one spot, two teams who have been in your way on the way to a Super Bowl. You've gotten past them, but, like, in your way on a way to a Super Bowl, and you could be without your top two wide receivers. You could be going into that game with your number one wide receiver being what? Mecole Hardman?
Justin Watson.
Justin
probably.
Watson?
Yeah.
Justin Ross? Like, I mean, you run into a problem. Xavier Worthy? You run into a problem where you're counting on your 1-2-3s being Watson, Mecole, and Xavier Worthy for two important matchups in the early portion of the season. I don't want to start the season that way. And so, yeah, the Rashee Rice suspension becomes all that more intriguing. But this also speaks to, at least they've got some depth. We're not mentioning the names that have had no success in a Chiefs offense. We're just starting to mention what it was when people were dinged up in the middle of last year. You're like,
well, you'd be back. Really, you'd be back to where you were at times last year. And the good news is, if it's, you know, for Hollywood Brown, no, it's not. We know it's not a long term thing. Well, that's, you know, it might
no,
be
it's
a
not
couple
a season
games.
Long injury. Yeah.
Rashee Rice suspension. The closer and closer we get to the season, more likely there's not a suspension. And here we are. It's August the 12th. This has been a topic the entire offseason. And at some point now, they don't follow the NFL certainly doesn't listen to me and follow my guideline. But I told you, if you can't make a determination by August 15th, I said this 2 months ago, by August 15th, if the NFL can't determine a suspension length by then, well, then you need to wait till the following season to suspend him. We're 3 days away from that. And so if all of a sudden...
They might not feel the way you do.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're not listening to me. But if it's August 25th and all of a sudden they lay down a suspension, that's frankly BS. So it needs to be this week.
It should be within the normal time frame in which you would expect a team to game plan. For the first week of the season, I would assume Andy Reid is working on his game plan for that specific game about 2 weeks out. That's what every team would expect to do. The rest of them are working through training camp and establishing and installs. 2 weeks out from the regular season, we should be able to plan who is available to be on the field to catch the football. And I just, like, that is a whole part of this where, like, the NFL and separate from this. But, yeah, it stinks for Hollywood Brown. And it just makes you wonder, okay, maybe it is only a two-week injury, but how long till he feels normal? It's like the Travis Kelce thing. Sure, maybe he gets on a field in week two, but is it week six before he's right? All these things that add to the problems of it was kind of a new-look offense. They were going to look a lot different than they've been before. They wanted to go back down the field, and now they got to finagle it again.
We'll talk throughout the show today about what we saw in the preseason. Like, it was extremely limited work, as
other
we expected.
Other than Carson Steele's a star.
You know, we will talk about Carson Steele. Extremely limited work for the ones, as we expected. And that one drive resulted in a field goal, not a touchdown, and everything like that. Who cares about the – nobody mentions scores in preseason games or analysis. Yeah, you don't even remember what the score was. But the point is
– I don't remember.
What I did think was interesting, as soon as Hollywood Brown was out, you're like, okay, well, then who immediately went in? Did you see who the first wide receiver that actually got, quote-unquote, more playing time on that drive?
I missed it.
The first guy in, Sky Moore.
Oh.
Now, is that just want to see more, or no pun intended, or is it that...
He's further up the depth chart than we
realize. I don't know. I mean, that's just all... But I thought that was kind of interesting.
It's not nothing. And again, the Xavier Worthy stuff, he ran three snaps. They ran one drive. Yeah. Maybe their plan was to get Sky Moore in right after Hollywood to get him a lot of work in the second and third quarter.
Well, the first play of the game.
So when Hollywood went down, then you put him in, you know.
The first play of the game ended up being the pass to Brown that unfortunately led to the injury. But if you go back, and I think it was Matt Derrick that pointed this out. He went back and watched that particular play. It was designed, maybe the first option was Worthy deep, but credit to the Jags. They were ready for it, like everybody kind of knew. And they got pressure on Mahomes. And then Mahomes was able
to
get to his next read. And Hollywood Brown, it was a nice completion, just the injury sucks.
Yeah, that's what it really comes down to. And then I saw, because this is always what happens. I would like you to sit on things for about 48 hours before you make a decision. The immediate reaction from a number of people was, Andy's got to stop playing people in preseason, man. He can't do it. He's risking all their lives. Like he's sending them out on the front lines. He's risking their lives out here. If he keeps operating this way, we'll never survive. This, to me, is a non-story. The Andy Reid handling of preseason is so tried and true. The man is coached in like 45 title, you know, like conference title games. He has won 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls. He does not have an inordinate amount of preseason injuries compared to other teams. Football is a violent sport in which people, Gold, you might find out, can hit you and hurt you. And so because of that, people will get hurt. The 5 snaps that Hollywood Brown was going to take in this preseason game, eliminating those is not going to eliminate the risk of injury.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.